present A Whole Nother Story by Amanda Murphy, starring Deborah Stevenson and Dave Lamb. Episode 4, I'll Build That Bridge When I Come to It. You'll come round.
I don't think he will. Not this time. He's not answered his phone all weekend. And he's not listened to any of the messages either.
How do you know that?
His machine's full and it won't let me leave any more messages.
Oh, is that what happens? Well, I never.
Do you mind focusing on the problem at hand, Dad?
Sorry, dear. He'll come round. Eva gave you when you broke his car, didn't he?
Broke his... Dad, we were 8 years old and this is nothing like pulling the doors off his James Bond Aston Martin dinky toy.
Ah, but he forgave you then, didn't he? He'll come round.
Will you stop saying that? This isn't some spurious thing as I did as a child. I called him gay.
Why?
He's had 2 days to think about it and now he hates me.
Oh, look at you. You're making yourself ill with worry. I know. Why don't you go and get your hair cut?
Have you been taking tips from Mum? How on earth is that going to help sort things with me and Pete?
Your mother tells me that you girls feel much better after a trip to the hairdresser. And then you can invite Pete round and cook him a meal. The quickest way to a man's heart is through his
stomach. Pruning and feeding, that's your suggestion. I prune my hair and feed Pete. Dad, you can't sort out a friendship the way you would your garden.
And why not? It works with your mother. She used to be a particularly aggressive ivy, but now she's more of a rose with green fly.
Well, Pete and I are not neglected wisteria. You can't fix us with pruning and feeding.
Of course not. You should never feed wisteria. They don't like it.
Oh.
Here's a drink.
Are you there?
Pete, I know you're there. Come on, I'm getting worried now. Please, come to the door. Pete, if you're there, come to the door. Look, Cassie's just rang to ask me to come and check on you. She seems to think you're stuck under a piece of heavy furniture.
Go away!
See, I knew you was all right. I told her you had to be all right. You haven't got any pieces of heavy furniture. But then... she said that I should get off my fat bum and go and check anyway. Which I thought was incredibly rude of her, especially since I've been nothing but polite to her, even after she crashed my housewarming party the other week. I only invited you, you know. But did I make a fuss? No, not in the least.
Oh,
I...
God! I said go away, didn't I? Why are you still here?
Well, because I was telling you what Cassie said.
Well,
she said
you can
that
tell
I...
Cassie. Forget it.
Can I come in?
No, you can't. I am not taking visitors at this time.
What's happened between you two? Big bust-up. Well, it must have been for her to ring
Look,
me,
Bex,
I suppose.
Look, Bex, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but I'm not really in the mood.
Well, sometimes it helps
No, I don't want to talk about it. Now, if you don't mind...
Not at all. Excuse me!
What? No, what are you doing?
Got any booze?
Oh, help yourself.
There you go.
Rebecca said she'll check on him.
Rebecca? That's the tarty gymnast stroke dancer you told me about, right?
Yeah.
Well, if all else fails, she could dance with him.
Dad, focus.
Sorry, dear. The way I see it, you and Pete have been practically inseparable since you were 7. I mean, you even chose the same uni so you could be together. Neither of you have had any real relationships.
We've had relationships.
Which have all ended because your respective partners couldn't deal with the amount of time you spend with each other. Am I right?
Maybe.
The only reason it stayed a friendship is because neither of you can face up to what it really is. Although, by the sound of it, Pete is finally ready to. The question is, are you?
Are what?
Ready to admit that you love Pete.
Of course I love Pete, but not in that way. I'm not... in love with him.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Pete's not in love with me either.
Hmm. Well, ask yourself this. What was he going to tell you that night, just before you called him a screaming pufter?
I didn't call him a screaming anything. Anyway, you're being ridiculous now. I can categorically state that Pete is not in love with me.
I really, 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 really love her.
I know you do, Pete.
No, I don't think you can't understand me. I really, really love her.
I know. So you've said many, many, many times already.
I mean, whenever I'm with her, I just feel better. She just makes me a better man. I mean, she really lights up my day.
A bit like an artificial UV lamp on a sunbed?
Exactly. I've just got to ask you this one thing, alright? Be honest. Do you think she loves me back?
Precise moment, unless she's got a fondness for slurring drunken men with no muscle control, I don't think so. Everybody hurts. Pete, you're dribbling.
Sorry. Sometimes.
You have mail.
Have I indeed? Miss Brown, according to your tips, I have decided that a visit useful will be. Meeting up I on Wednesday lunch pause would like. Yours, Werner Helmschmidt. That's all I need to make my life complete. Lunch with the eminently weird Werner. As if I've not got enough on my plate with Pete. Wonder if he's answering the phone yet.
No. I'm not answering my phone, and you can't leave messages. Just leave me alone.
Well, that certainly told me, didn't it?
Morning, Cassie. The sun is out and Manchester is alive with grinning people and smiling children. People have taken the roofs off their cars regardless of whether they're convertibles or not. And women are wearing tops that show their nips. All's definitely right with the world.
Good morning, PJ.
Oh. Come on, where's that famous Cassie smile this morning?
I'm not really in a smiling mood.
Well, I have a bundle of letters here, and they're not all bills either. Your friend in France has written to you again. I bet that'll cheer you up. It's a nice thick one, too, so she's obviously got loads of news. Oh, and there's a saucy postcard from one of your Swedish clients. He's very impressed with your work, you know.
PJ, you know the rules. No reading.
Reading the
postcards,
I know, but that's what it said, so things can't be all that bad.
Oh, no. My best friend hates me, has been sulking for days. My extremely creepy German client's coming to Manchester tonight and it looks like I'm going to have lunch with him. And by the looks of it, you're just about to hand me a letter from my mother. Does that sum it up?
Point taken. Ooh, I know what'll cheer you up. Guess what I found this morning? Ah, here it is.
A leaf.
A four-leaf clover. You can have it. It's yours.
Thanks, PJ. For the way things are going at the moment, I'd hex it. Anyway, it's your luck. You found it. Here, go buy yourself a lottery ticket or something.
Alrighty, huh? I fear it would be remiss of me not to at least attempt to cheer you up before I go. Here's a go.
Goodbye, PJ.
Well, this'll cheer you up. The dogger number 16 nearly got me today. Pass too quick for him. I can do a mean Neil Diamond, you know. Funny things. You can't sing without sighing your voice.
Goodbye, PJ.
I'm not wearing any pants, you know.
Oh, he's such a loon. Now, where was I? This is getting ridiculous. Why can't you leave me in peace? I'll smile tomorrow.
Why can't you smile today?
Oh. Pete! Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I thought you'd never speak to me again.
So, how was your trip to see the folks?
Fine. My mother wants me to go on a rally for Nicky Ragura. You see, the workers... You don't really want to hear about this, do you?
Not really, no.
How was your weekend?
I've had better.
Look, Pete, I'm really sorry. You know what I'm like. Stuff just seems to slip out of my mouth and it's wafting through the air before my brain connects. I didn't mean it. I don't know what made me say it. It was a stupid thing to say.
Not that there's anything in the slightest bit wrong with being gay. I mean, some of my best friends are gay. Oh, Bonfluff, I've just done it again, haven't I? See, this is proof that I just have no control over my mouth. I try and try, but my mouth just goes on and on. A bit like a Celine Dion song.
Look, it's okay. I'm sorry as well. I mean, I acted like a 2-year-old.
Does this mean you've forgiven me?
Yeah. But it also means that I am scared of Bill.
What, Dad?
Yes. He rang this morning and started wittering on about you being a fuchsia and me being a sweet pea. Apparently we're superb together, but occasionally the fuchsia uses a lot of manure and the sweet pea can't take it, or something like that.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Well, yeah, and then he started talking about dinky toys and how I shouldn't worry that you'd pull my doors off.
I swear he gets worse every day.
Well, yeah, but he did say something that I thought made sense.
It didn't have anything to do with pruning, did it?
He said that I should just kiss you and get it over with, so that's why I'm here.
You're going to kiss me?
That's what the man said, yeah.
But I've just had a cheese and onion sandwich.
Well, sandwiches notwithstanding, I have my orders.
Well, I suppose I could go and gargle with mouthwash or something. Are you sure you want to?
You okay?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be off now then, shall I?
Yeah.
I'll give you a ring later.
He kissed me.
Good afternoon, shoppers. The store will be closing in half an hour. May I invite you to take advantage of our Tuesday night special. Triple points on all pet foods in aisle 5, and buy one, get one free on all household paper goods on aisle 3. Not forgetting our week-long buy two, get one free yogurt promotion in aisle... Well, I can't read this, Glance.
Oh, Bernard, just get on with it.
So, that's triple points on 5, 2 for 1 on 3, and 3 for 2 on 1. Thank you.
$2.59.
It was only $2.39
last week.
Cassie? Cassie Brown, is that you?
Well... Jenny Fleming, as I live and breathe. What are you doing here? I thought you were living in the States.
Oh, I was. I got a bit homesick. So, I've just bought a flat in town. Mum wanted me to move back home, but can you imagine the carnage?
How is your mum? Is she still working in Liverpool at that catalogue place?
Yeah.
Regional manager now, though. How about you?
I heard you were a cultural attaché.
Cultural analyst, actually. You know... I've not seen you since Ugly Paula's party. You remember just after the last A-level exam? That must have been, what, 10 years ago?
12 years. I saw you about 5 years ago in the Arndale. Remember, you invited me to your parents' 25th wedding anniversary party, but I had to get back to the States.
Oh, yeah. You missed a great party.
I went to a wedding, you know.
Whose?
Ugly Paula.
It was in Kentucky?
Yeah, I heard.
When's the groom getting paroled?
2023, if he's good.
What about Pete? How's he?
Who? Oh, yeah, he's fine.
You still see him around much?
Yeah, a bit, I suppose.
You know, I always thought you two would be married by now. You're not, are you?
No, not really.
Do you fancy going to get a drink or something?
Oh, why not? There's a cafe around the corner.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, I'm coming.
All right, Pete. I'm going down the Alfie. Do you fancy anything?
Yeah, a large bottle of whiskey.
Oh, no. What's she done now? Oh, I thought you two was going to sort things out.
You better come in.
So, tell me, what's been going on?
I kissed her.
Great!
I mean, that's a good thing, surely.
Well, I'd have thought so too, but apparently...
She slapped you.
No.
Bit you?
No.
Kicked you?
No.
Ripped your clothes off and ravaged you like there's no tomorrow?
No.
Didn't think so. Well, what did she say? Well, you know, afterwards.
Nothing.
She must have said something.
I was waiting for her to say something, but all she said was, yeah, so I legged it.
You did what?
I did what any self-respecting bloke would do. I ran as fast as I could.
Maybe I'm missing something here, but isn't this what you wanted?
Yeah, but I get the feeling that she doesn't feel the same.
You've already given up. Now you have to woo her.
Woo her?
Yeah.
I'm not a character from one of them romance novels, you know, Bex. I'm not going to start wandering around in breeches and emerging from lakes with my clothes on.
No.
I don't know, dripping provocatively all over the place while still maintaining my dark, brooding appearance. Anyway, I wouldn't know where to start.
Well, you could start by phoning... Are you going to get that?
No.
But it might be Cassie.
So?
You've reached Pete. Leave a message.
It's Cass. Listen, I've been having a think and I think we need to talk. I don't mean that in a bad way. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. Can you meet me in the Slug and Salt block around 8:30 tomorrow night? Ring me back and let me know.
There you go. A perfect opportunity.
Oh, come on. You heard what she said. She's probably going to tell me she's doing a bunk to a South Pacific island.
Did we hear the same message? She said you'll be pleasantly surprised.
She wants to meet in a public place. Which means she doesn't want a scene. You wait, she'll be packing her bags as we speak.
You will meet her though, won't you? I mean, hear her out and all that. Go on, tell me you'll go. Pete?
Oh, of course I'll go.
Yes!
I'm a glutton for punishment. Have a pint, please.
Certainly, sir. You waiting for someone?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Bloke?
What?
Well, you're waiting for a bloke, like.
Now, just you hang on a minute.
Peter Tilson, is that you?
Jenny Fleming?
Wow, you haven't changed a bit.
My goodness, you have.
I know, I bought them in L.A. The finest plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills, 36 double D. I was going to go for the E-cup, but as my ex always said, you only need a handful, eh?
Well, yeah, absolutely. God. I mean, what on earth are you doing here? I mean, this is the last place I'd expect you to show up. Cassie, do you remember Cassie? She's going to be here any minute now. I mean, we were only talking about you just last week.
Good things, I hope.
Yeah.
Get us a drink, Pete. I'm spitting feathers.
Right. God, Jenny Fleming.
Right, barman.
Oh, that is so right, Anya. Witness the amazing superabsorbency of this stunning item. I have 5 liters, count them, of liquid here. Just watch what happens as I put the mop inside.
I wonder where you'd get a clear bucket like that. Maybe they should sell them. I'd definitely buy one. What do you think?
Not very practical, though. You'd be forever washing it. Uh-oh, here comes your mother. Cassie, dear, I'm going to have to go now. She wants to watch Law and Order. You know how she loves these American lawyer shows? She likes to compare briefs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I suppose I should get used to watching TV on my own. This is probably how it's going to be from now on.
Why is that, then?
Now Jenny's got a pause into Pete, I'll never see him. Right about now, she's probably got him inspecting her boobs for surgery scars. She always was a fast worker.
Well, Cassie, love, it was your idea. Why did you decide to send her along to the pub anyway?
Seemed like a good idea at the time. I don't know now, though. She still seemed really keen on Pete, even after all these years. She didn't stop asking questions about him. And I know that he's never got over her, so I thought maybe they'd be good for each other.
But what about you, Cassie, love?
Well, after he kissed me, I don't know. It just didn't seem right. It'd have never worked, anyhow. We know each other too well to be, you know, intimate.
Oh, well, as long as you know what you're doing. By the way, did you buy that double comfort slipper thingy of yours from on sale?
Yeah, but I was really drunk, remember?
Well, don't forget to bring it round when you finish with it. I might use it to propagate some seedlings.
And in just 15 seconds, the liquid's all gone. Now, what do you think
of it? Runs the greengrocers on the high street. No. And Simon Duluth is now running a business with Stephen Garvey, although I do hear they're partners in more ways than one.
Stephen Garvey, that's it. For the life of me, I couldn't remember that guy's name.
Who what?
Oh, surely you remember that Skull Disco. You wore those ridiculous trousers and I...
Dumped me to go behind the gym with Stephen Garvey. Yeah, I remember that. You called me a stupid wazzer.
They were bloody awful trousers.
Yeah, all right. Stephen Garvey clicked his fingers and you went running.
I did not. I went back in the hall after having a smoke and there you were, snuggled up with Cassie, looking for all the world like a married couple. It's funny. I mean, probably shouldn't be saying this. But when Cassie suggested I meet up with you tonight, I felt like I was 15 again. Although I thought you'd be fat and bald.
Wait a minute. Cassie suggested you meet up with me tonight?
Yeah, we were talking about old times, and she thought it'd be a good idea for us to meet up. Could have blown me down with a feather, though. But I am glad she's finally over her possessiveness thing. She never let another girl near you at school.
Hmm? Well, none of the girls wanted anything to do with me anyway.
Are you mad? Everyone fancied you. I mean, Cassie never actually said hands off or anything. It's just, well, it was so obvious that you two were, you know.
Unbelievable. How about we start again, Jen?
What do you mean?
Miss Fleming, would you do me the honour of going out with me on a proper date next week?
Simpson, I'd be delighted.
Excellent. Barman!
Hello?
Cassie?
Speaking, who's... Simon Stone! Oh my goodness! I never thought I'd hear from you again, especially after I called you a psychotic murderer. Look... While I've got you here, I really want to apologise for what I said in the restaurant. I'm just bad at blind dates. I promise I'm not really like that. Honest. Anyway, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Cassie. I really need...
It's a bit late to be ringing, though. Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. I'm ringing because... it's a bit of a delicate situation, really. I wanted to ask...
Yes!
What do you mean, yes?
You were asking me out, and I said yes! Of course I'll go out with you again.
Actually, that wasn't it. I'm at work and I need you to come down here.
Oh, you never did tell me where you worked. Why would I need to come down there? I don't even
know... Cassie, stop. Do you know Mr. Werner Helmschmidt?
Werner? Yeah, he's my client.
Well, he's been arrested and we...
Arrested? Why? How?
Well, basically for curb crawling, but then we had to add resisting arrest.
Resisting arrest? What do you mean we?
I'm a police officer, Cassie. Mr. Helmschmidt gave us your details and we need you to come down to the station.
Police station?
Yeah, well, strangely enough, that is where police officers hang out. I'm sorry, Cassie, I didn't mean to spring it on you like this. I don't usually tell people immediately, as it tends to put them off. You know, but I wasn't to know that... Anyway, can you come and collect him?
So you were there all night?
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, sorry.
And Simon did a bit of checking. Turns out he had a caution last time he was here, but they didn't need to contact anyone, so I didn't know.
So you thought he was coming over here to make use of your incredible business skills, and all the time he was...
Becoming familiar to the Vice Squad, yeah. Anyway, how about you? How did it go with Jenny?
Oh, great, you know, she's just the same as ever.
Yeah, still a slapper. The only difference is her boobs are real now. Oh, well, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah. Cass, why...
Because it's time other women found out how wonderful you are. That's why. You've always had a thing for her, and she's not that bad, really, I suppose. She might be a slattern, but she's a mate. Better the devil, you know, and all that. So, are you seeing her again?
Yeah, we're going out for a meal next week. And before you ask, she loves Pizza Hut. But I just don't like the idea of you on your own.
I won't be on my own. You're still my best mate, and we'd probably still be with each other far too often for our liking anyway.
Yeah, I know, but what about...
Listen, Pete, I'm happy. Anyway, I've got a date of my own next week.
All right, who with? Well, not Werner.
No.
He was a lonely police officer. She had just offloaded her best friend. Together, they made a date. Coming to a cinema near you. Making a Go of It, starring Cassie Brown
and Simon Stone. Oh, Cass. That's great.
Yeah, well, who knows? Fancy Bicky?
Chocky Bicky.
Oh, nope.
Fabulous. On to our next item. Brought back by Cass, look at this. The electric comfort
slipper. Now this. I'm giving mine to my dad. It wasn't quite me. I'll get that. You get the biscuits.
Right.
Miss Brown, I have a registered delivery for you. Could you sign, please?
Who are you? Where's PJ?
Don't talk to me about PJ. He left a couple of days ago. He just up and disappeared. He left us with loads of extra work.
Oh, I am sorry to hear that. Thanks for the letters. Bye.
Did you get soap samples? I got one this morning. It's great stuff. Well, come on, let's have a look at your post, then.
It's the strangest thing. He's just told me that PJ's disappeared. No one knows where he is, apparently.
He's in India.
How do you know that?
There's a postcard here.
Oh, what's it say?
Dear Cassie, thanks for the advice. I bought a scratch card and won £10,000. Next stop, Bali. I'll be back when the money runs out. The lucky git. What's all that bit about advice?
Oh, well, I was a bit upset and he had a four-leaf... Oh, forget it. Turn the telly up.
So, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the revolutionary electric comfort slipper. Item number 218177. Do hurry, they're going like hot cakes. It keeps you warm at night, will never let you down, and it lasts a lifetime. Guaranteed.
You've been listening to A Whole Nother Story by Amanda Murphy. Deborah Stevenson was Cassie, and Dave Lamb, Pete. Dad was played by Mike Grady, Rebecca, Mika Simmons, Simon, Sean Dooley, and PJ, Brendan Burns. Other parts were played by members of the cast. It was produced by Graham Frost.